Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer with this unfortunate view behind us in Newport Beach. But I have an incredible guest that can change your life, Dr. Alexander with CoreViva, CEO and co-founder of CoreViva. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I had to have you on the podcast because CoreViva was a big surprise to me. I get approached by a lot of different companies, especially being a middle-aged mutant turtle. I'm a perfect person to talk about hair loss or longevity or whatever. Like, grass doesn't grow on a busy street, so we know how smart you are. But more importantly, my own physician, I have a concierge doctor, said you need to get a full body MRI. And I have to admit, I was very hesitant to do it. And it wasn't the money, obviously, but it was like, do I really want to know? You know, what if this? What, and all these things were going through my head. And then I met the people at CoreViva. And I said, wow, I have this great comfort level. And I'm also a freak of time. So I don't want to waste my time. And I was worried about that. You give full body MRIs. And you make it unbelievably comfortable, would be the word. Invaluable. What are some of the things that you do that I find to be different in the whole process and idea of a full body MRI?
Yeah, so to give the folks listening some background, thanks everybody for coming. We created this company to essentially fill in a gap that existed in the market. So the gap is that for women, for example, mammography age 40 every year, that's the standard screening. For men, colonoscopy and women, colonoscopy age 45, which I think is actually too late because we're seeing a lot of cancers become earlier or occur earlier in men in colon cancer. And then cervical pap smears for women. That's it for screening. So what about pancreatic cancer? What about ovarian cancer? What about brain tumors? What about brain aneurysms? What about fatty liver disease? There's no good screening for that. And so we wanted to come in and be able to help people live longer and healthier lives by catching things early. And so far we've been open for about 7 months. And we've already caught 29 cancers, and 26 of those have been early stage. And we've caught a host of fatty liver disease, brain aneurysms, heart disease, so on and so forth. Every single patient we've scanned from age 17 to age 92, that's been our range, has had some musculoskeletal finding that they didn't know about. So you know, we talk about getting ahead of things or prehab before rehab. So get ahead of things before they cause problems and before it's too late. And all those 26 early stage cancers that we've caught, they're all doing well now. You just cut it out and you're done. But if it's later, the three later stage cancers they've caught, they're going through a journey that's a little bit more complicated. So the key is to find things before you're symptomatic, and all 26 were asymptomatic. And to your question of, you know, how do you make it comfortable? When we started CoreViva, we had a philosophy, treat every patient like your mother. And that's how we designed the company. And so what would our mother want? Our mother would want a relaxed spa-like environment. Our mother would want immediate results. So that's very unique to us. The minute you come out of the scanner, you meet with me or
I got to interrupt him there because I'm a time freak. So everything was on time or early. And so like once I got my clothes back on, they're like, okay, we got the results. Meet with Dr. Alexander. I was like, whoa, slow down. I had a fast this morning. I'm starving. And they had a whole buffet of food there as well. I was like, do you guys mind waiting on me? Because I got to get something to eat. So it's literally that type of environment.
Yep.
Not only is it immediate results, then so you're not going home and worrying.
Right.
How many of us go get a test and it's horrible till you find out the results? And they got rid of all of that. And that had a great value as well as the technology itself. I mean, the detail when we reviewed it, it was like, this is, you know, all these things, this is normal. And I was lucky because I work really hard on my own health and I've had good genetics, which plays an integral part. Mm-hmm. But there was one weird thing to tell you the detail. Dr. Alexander said, that's weird. You have arthritis in your chest. Right? I'm like, well, I have no idea, nor do I know like what that would do to me. But I was like, wow, this is really great technology. They're seeing things in the human body and being able to explain what it is in detail. Where how many of us get tested and the tests don't really tell us what's there?
Yeah.
You know, my cousin just found out she had two heart attacks and they had the EKG result and they missed it.
Hmm.
And it's intimate and very, so how important is that though, that extra stuff, the food and the time, like comparatively to the technology?
I mean, I think you want to be just like everybody raise their hand. You're going to be anxious. And even when I got my scan, I was anxious because I said, okay, what if I find something? Now, then I thought to myself, if I find something, you have a saying that's really good, but maybe you'll say it later, so I'm not going to steal your thunder. But
go steal it, is fine.
Well, David always says, you know, you always have 1,000 wishes, but if you don't have your health, you only have one wish. And I don't want to get to the point where I think it's an amazing saying. So I've been using it with your permission.
Yeah.
Since
it's my mission more than permission.
There you go. And so you want to be healthy, you know. And so I thought, if I find something, I actually don't have any symptoms. So I found it early. And so then I actually felt good going into it. Now, thankfully, I didn't find anything. But if I did find something, it was early because I didn't have any symptoms. And that was the whole point. And to make it, like you said, the food. And we just want to create a comfortable environment because we don't want it to be like a hospital or a clinic type setting. We want you to be in a relaxed setting. You know, I spend as much time with the patients as necessary or the other doctors do, just to give you that answers and the clarity and the peace of mind or actionable next steps. So you leave very clear knowing what you need to do and how to live a better, longer, healthier life.
And the people that you serve are people like these, that time is of extreme value.
Yep.
Especially for me. I didn't care about anything other than, is this going to be one of those things where they tell you it's 45 minutes and, you know, it's 6 hours. And we've all been suckered or back end sold into, especially at doctor's offices. And, or yeah, it's 45 minutes, but you got to wait 2 hours because something else happened. You know, to be able to keep it in a very timely fashion, from the time I arrived, there was no wait. It was, here's what we're going to do, explanation, into the thing. It took less time than you said. And then I slowed you down to get there. But the whole process from start to finish was, it could have been less than an hour if I didn't slow you down. You know, how important is that differential? Because how many of you go to doctor's office or ERs or anywhere and your biggest concern is time? And do you think as a doctor, time stops people from doing the colon, even the basic tests?
Even time to schedule it. Or, you know, I can't be seen by my doctor for X amount of months, or I can't get in. I think time is very valuable. And that's why we actually have a little buffer after every patient. So everything is always on time. That's incorporated into our schedule. So we stay longer, but because we want to make sure that everybody gets seen on time. And I think that's really important.
I want to reiterate something that made me feel really good about the early detection. Because my biggest fear was one time, right? I was like, I don't want to do it because I don't want to waste my whole morning at an office, you know? And then two, it was like you, what if there's something wrong? Like, am I going to tell my wife? And, you know, like I live a very active lifestyle. Like I don't want to slow down, you know? And, but then you said something really important to me. You said, well, early detection. Most of even the worst news is early detection. Even the worst news, you're finding out early. So once you want to find out early, when you have a statistical better chance, like these three people out of the thousands that you've helped already.
Yep.
And so to convey that's difficult though, because I'm sure you lose a lot of business because of time, of other doctors' treatments, and then two, a fear of early detection.
Yeah. And I think it's good to have some fear, but it's a healthy fear, right? We want to have a healthy kind of paranoia because that's what gets us to go get screened. And that's what gets us to be proactive about our health because, you know, in this country, it's typically reactive health. You're sick, something goes wrong, you go to the doctor. But I'm happy to see that the paradigm is starting to shift it to a proactive healthcare system where people are actually owning their own health and doing these kept scans to get ahead of things and you know, live longer, healthier lives.
I was fun too, you know, just because I'm pretty honest when it comes to my past. And, you know, I even was able to say, look, you know, I had a bad couple of habits in alcohol and drugs. You know, what effect did that have? You know, what did that do to me? And be able to see that and you answer specifically, no, you're lucky. I'm not advocating you go back to doing that stuff. But, you know, that didn't have damage. Or like chewing tobacco, right? There's no cancer in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I chewed tobacco for so long. So there's a lot of questions that, you know, on the other side that may be causing you interference or anxiety because of previous behaviors. And you're just wondering, I wonder what impact it had because I smoked or did this when I was younger. And you can find out. Now, another thing that was surprising to me is I love the whole process. I probably was too excited about it because it was so much better than I anticipated. And I also, you know, had good results. So that was an extra positive. But I said, oh, so how often should I do this? And it was surprising to me, but I'm going to do it. It's every year.
Yeah.
Why would I do a full body MRI every year?
I think two reasons. One, and I do it every year. My wife does it every year, and she's a physician as well. Scary cancers come quickly. So pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, or even brain aneurysms and other deadly diseases, ovarian cancer, those are rapidly growing cancers. And so if you were to wait a several years and you miss that window, then you're in trouble. And so the key is just, I want to find things early. But also the second reason is you have a base, you start with one, you have a baseline of where you are. And so for example, we have a thing called the CoreViva score where our AI gives you a brain age, a musculoskeletal age, your visceral fat score, and then your muscle bulk score. And to, it's nice to be able to see how that's progressing over time. And is your brain aging faster than you are? Is your joint age degrading faster than you are? And so I think those are really nice metrics to have to see what you have to do to
intervene. Yeah, one of the things that really has helped me too is you could see a little bit of inflammation in my upper vertebrae and my lower back, although it wasn't bothering me.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, my twinge, like a normal 58-year-old, but it's not like I'm one of those people that are like, oh, my back. But then you gave me exercises to strengthen the areas so that you could actually reverse or at least maintain what could happen because I have early detection of inflammation and very common, you know, swelling or whatever it would be. That's another value beyond the serious stuff.
Yeah. And that kind of goes to our name, CoreViva. So core is we're looking at the inside of your body while you're getting scanned. The Viva is the stuff that we give you to do afterwards, right? To live, you know, because we want you to live a long, healthy life. And so, as you mentioned, we like to give specific, whether it's high visceral fat, we talked to you about diet and different exercises, whether it's, you know, degenerative changes of your spine, whether it's lower, upper, we'll give you specific exercises to do so you can leave with a clear health plan. Because if you think about it, when you go to a radiologist or you go to a radiology center, you never meet with a radiologist and you get a report. Okay, it tells me what's wrong. It's in medical language. What does this mean? What am I supposed to do about it? And so we want you to leave again with clarity and a clear action plan.
And one of the other areas that was surprising to me, I wasn't as worried about it just because of my own personal experience, was the actual process of claustrophobic, you know, being there for, you know, in this thing. I'm not that person, but I know a lot of people are.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you do to make people that may be claustrophobic very comfortable? I wasn't at all. My biggest concern was they had to wake me up. Right, they're like, cause there's certain times you have to like move a little bit, and they're like, "Hey, bro, Bob Marley's put your ass to sleep. Wake up, move this way for a minute." But for people, I'm sure that's another fear they have.
And absolutely. So, a couple of things that we've done to kind of combat that. One, we have the widest bore there is in our MRI that we designed. We also have the quietest MRI there is. And so, while you're in the MRI, you can also watch Netflix or you can listen to music. So it's your choice, whatever you want to do. So it's really nice to it takes you away from the experience.
Super important.
Yeah. And so, you know, they've decided to listen to music. Some patients opt to just watch something and it's nice. It just kind of gets your mind away from things. The other thing is our technicians, we have two technicians. We actually interviewed 80 technicians to find the right two that we felt, again, comfortable putting in front of our mother. My mother had a scan and she loved the technician. So I said, okay, good. If you told us we didn't, that's a lot of interviews I had to go through for finding the right people. But we really wanted to find people that we were comfortable, experts in claustrophobia, so they know how to make you comfortable and just comfortable putting our patients in front of us.
Yeah, and they have mirrors so you can see everything. And it was exceptional, which is why I fell asleep. Last issue, expense.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are probably, I'm doing a stem cell mastermind, which I want you to come actually and speak at SoFi Stadium. And, you know, my friends are paying $50,000, $100,000 for stem cells or going to Costa Rica, Mexico, all over. And we're able to do two treatments at SoFi with a whole mastermind for 10 grand. People are super surprised that we can do that.
Yeah.
I was super surprised because I thought this was going to be a lot more money. Now, I didn't use insurance. I don't know if you can. If you could address kind of how you're able to make it so affordable. And once again, it's like charging for this thing. If you're not willing to make a little bit of an investment, then you're not qualified to do it because you don't value what I call the one wish.
Right.
But, you know, it's not that expensive.
No. Yeah. So it's $26.99. And actually, David has a code that he can give you if you guys want to get a discount on it. But it doesn't seem super cheap, right? But it's also not expensive. We've actually had a lot of patients coming in and saying, you need to charge a lot more for this.
I'm a business guy.
Yeah, he was one of them. He's like, you need to charge more. we want to make it as accessible. We want to make it as accessible as possible to everybody. And so we put the price in. MRIs are expensive. It's expensive to build out. So we don't want to be able to go bankrupt, right? And so we have to put some kind of price that makes sense for us, but also as cheap as possible to give it. My personal goal is to save 10,000 lives. That's my reason of starting this. And so if I can save 10,000 lives, then I've done my duty, and hopefully that gets me into heaven and makes up for the other sins that I've had in my life. But not that I've done anything really bad, but.
Look, every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. And I live by that.
No, not that many. Maybe two or three. So, but you know, so we wanted to make it accessible, and that's why we chose the price we chose. And if you think about it, I don't want to belittle the price. It is expensive. I mean, it's expensive.
It's an investment.
But if you just take the amount of money you're spending on coffee every day, it's the same price.
Or gas.
Get an electric car. Yeah.
Well, these days, how many gallons of gas? 100.
Well, these days, a month's worth of gas might be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. And from end to end, I'm always looking for the best businesses beyond making money. My mission in life is to make a lot of money for the sake of helping a lot of people and having a lot of fun. I don't know how you made the experience fun, but I really obviously enjoyed it. And I really encourage you, your friends, your family to do your due diligence. They have a great team and staff that will teach you a lot more details than we went over today. But in that mission, if you're not investing in yourself, what are you ever going to invest in? And if you're not investing in your health of yourself, what are you ever going to invest in? And that's why I wanted to have Dr. Alexander back here. I do have a code. Is it my last name?
I don't remember. Do you remember what his code was?
Meltzer, yeah, I thought it was my last name. So, there's a significant discount that you get for using that. And I'm sure if you call me to say you know me, they'll give it to you as well. Oh, it's right here.
It's on Von Carbon Avenue.
Off the freeway, even more time efficient.
Yeah, it's close. It's very close to John Wayne, very close to the 405 off of Jamboree. So. It's just one price. You get everything. You get the whole experience. You get to meet with one of the radiologists, me or my co-founder. You get all the data. You get all the experience. Yeah, everything is just one package.
Immediately.
Yep. Yeah, so great question. So within 48 hours, you'll get a full detailed report with your images. And then that also gives you that CoreViva score because you have to run it through our AI, which is the brain age, the musculoskeletal age, muscle bulk score, visceral fat score. And then after that, if you have questions, there's a link that you can schedule more Zoom time with us, or you can always make an appointment to come in person. Our philosophy is once you're a CoreViva patient, you're always a CoreViva patient. So even if you had a question 6 months from now, we're happy to talk to you and help you.
Let's just say advice out there.
Yeah.
Do you guys have connectivity?
Yes. So we have affiliations with Hogue. We have affiliations with USC. City of Hope, UCSD in San Diego, UCLA in LA. So, I'll give you a perfect example. There was a patient with ovarian cancer, stage 3. She was having some bowel pains and they had a colonoscopy done. It was negative. They didn't really look further. They thought she had irritable bowel syndrome. She knew something was wrong, came to us. Unfortunately, it was stage 3 ovarian cancer. But we made phone calls, got her into Hogue the following day for a biopsy to prove it was cancer. It was in fact ovarian cancer. The following Monday, she had debulking surgery and started on chemotherapy. She visited us recently in the clinic. Her CA125 levels, which is the level that you detect cancer, undetectable. So she's doing really well. But you know, that's what we do. We take care of you. We make sure that you're not lost in the system.
Okay, sorry to keep asking questions.
Sure.
Please, that's why we're here.
Any additional molecular diagnostics alongside this?
Not at this time. Yeah, not at this time. I mean, we see everything we need to see. So it's pretty comprehensive.
And did I miss, is there an age database? I think I'm going to bring my daughter in June. We go every year. And during 2020 to 2023, I had to go every 6 months. She was born with NF1s. So she has inversion tumors on the brain. And on the brain stem, we had a scare from 2020 to 2023 that was detectable. But now I'm really curious and I'm actually shaking because I now want to get her whole body shut down.
How old is she?
She's 18.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah,
so you started 18?
We make exceptions if they're younger. So there was a 17-year-old that had a lot of questions similar to yours. And so we were able to scan them. Yeah. Yeah.
How conclusive is it? I don't know, percentage.
Good questions.
We've had zero false positives. So everything that we've called has been correct. I'm sure at some point we'll have a false positive just statistically, but yeah, we're 100% accurate so far. And that was part of what we were, when we designed this, we wanted to make the fastest, most accurate, most comprehensive whole body MRI. And it took us 2 years to build it, but that's what we have. Yeah. Our for example, our slices are 1 millimeter thick, whereas most places, even academic centers, use 5 to 10 millimeter slices. So we go very thin and we go very thorough. And we do 3D in the brain, for example, and other organs. Other places just do 2D. So, yeah.
Any other questions? Well, most genies will give you three wishes. Dr. Alexander comes out of a full body MRI bottle to give you 1,000 wishes every day because he can give you your health. It's better to know than not to know. No matter where you are today, early detection is to your benefit. And that's why I've started working with CoreViva, getting more people to elevate their awareness to it. As you know, how important it is. I'll be there every year. My wife's coming in. I highly encourage you to learn more about a full body MRI and what CoreViva is doing. We're blessed to have the genie here with us today. I'm David Meltzer. Beautiful Newport Beach behind us here on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.